好，愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
下午我们要继续来查考诗篇三十七篇。
And this afternoon, we're going to continue our study of Psalm 37.
这是我们最近读经的进度。
And this is according to our recent Bible reading plan.
我们要抓另外一个主题出来。
And we're going to look at another topic.
就是当你心怀不平。
And that is when you fret.
我们看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
第一节。
Verse
1. 37篇的第一节。
Psalm 37, verse 1. Verse 1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
第七节。
Verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
第八节。
Verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm.
短短的一篇里面提到三次，不要心怀不平。
So this very short psalm actually has three repetition of the word fret.
这首诗是大卫写的。
And this psalm is written by David.
为什么他会这样写？
Why does he write it in this way?
因为有一段时间他心里非常不平。
Because there's a period of time where David did not have peace in his heart.
人是情绪的动物。
And we human beings, we are emotional creatures.
虽然我们知道道理，知道理性。
So even though we know the truth, we are rational.
但是常常我们的行为没有符合理性。
But very often our conduct is contrary to our rationale.
我们知道该怎么做，但是到最后并没有这样做。
We know what we should do, but in the end we do something that is different.
尤其是我们脾气上来，我们生气的时候。
Especially when we are quick-tempered and we lose our control.
但是这里心怀不平啊，这种情绪不是一般的这种发小脾气这种情况。
But however, over here it says that do not fret. We're not talking about little trivial matters.
或是自己缺乏修养。
Or maybe because you do not have a gentle quality.
这里说的心怀不平是在乎大卫他被人家非常不公平的对待。
But over here, David, he is saying that because he was attacked by workers of iniquity.
他看到那些做恶事的人比自己还更好啊，更顺利啊，更有福气的感觉啊。
And that David, he observed the fact that evildoers, they prosper in their way.
他们更壮大。
And that they are becoming even more powerful.
那他自己呢？守道理，做好人，结果没好报，整天好像在躲避，被人家欺负。
But however, when he look at himself, David, he does the truth. He walks in the right way, but yet he is being taken advantage of.
所以他心里非常不好受。
And that is why he felt very unfair.
甚至他觉得神在哪里啊？公义在哪里啊？
So he asked.This question, where is God and where is justice?
这种心怀不平啊，会好像一个癌症这样侵蚀他的灵命，侵蚀他的喜乐。
And because David doesn't have peace in his heart, this kind of unrest in his heart become a tumor, and it is spreading and eating up his joy.
所以他被圣灵感动，写下了这首诗。
And that is why David, he was being inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he wrote this psalm.
三次提醒他自己。
And three times he reminded himself.
其实是圣灵提醒他。
But in fact, it is the Holy Spirit who is reminding David.
别人作恶，别人做的不好，你不要因为这样就心怀不平。
So do not care about what other people are doing evil in their ways. Do not feel unfair just because of their ways.
这种是一种负面的情绪。
And of course, this is a kind of passive emotion.
一个属灵的人要懂得对付自己负面的情绪。
And that is to say, as we cultivate our spirit as a spiritual person, we need to cultivate our negative emotion.
要用道理来对付这种情绪。
And that is to say, we must use the truth in order to work on our negative emotion.
好，首先什么叫做心怀不平？
So first, what does it mean to fret?
这个原文的意思啊，就是 be hot， 就是很热的意思。
And when you look at the definition behind this word, it means to be hot.
这个我们中文、英文都有说，哇，当你很生气的时候，很不平衡的时候，好像火山快爆发了。
And there's a saying that when you feel like you're fretting, it feels like you're a volcano ready to erupt any time.
很生气。
Because you're furious.
小的事情啊，可能譬如说你在开车的时候。
And maybe in terms of trivial matters, perhaps when you are driving.
你乖乖的排队等很久。再一点点往前走。
and that you're waiting in line patiently behind the traffic, edging away inch by inch.
这个有一个人不排队，在旁边冲冲就插在你前面。
And then there's someone who just come along from out of nowhere and just cut you in the line.
哇，然后他就拿到你的比你更前面的位置。
Then of course he's right in front of you, ahead of you.
你看很多人在夏天，尤其是夏天，天气又热的时候。
Especially during the summertime, when the weather is warm,
在路上发生冲突了
and then you get into this tension on the road,
可能还会打架
then you get a road rage, you will just end up fighting against each other.
甚至有一些人啊，杀了人了
and then to a point that some people actually kill the other person.
这个是很可惜
and that is very, very regretful.
因为你心里面太热了，你没有办法冷却起来
and it's because you are so furious in your heart, you could not calm yourself down.
那也可能是你工作的场所当中遇到一些不公平的对待。
And maybe sometimes at your workplace, you are being treated unfairly.
你很老实，你很认真，你不迟到，你很尽责。
And you are very honest, you are very responsible, you are punctual, and you do your work with diligence.
但是你永远在同一个位置，你都没升级。
But you're always at the same spot. You never get any advancement.
结果另外那些人呢，耍一些手段，整天在讨好奉承老板。
And then you see some of the other co-workers. They are scheming and always trying to get the boss favor.
知道怎么做人。
And they know their ways in and out.
很会演戏。
And they know how to put on a mask and pretend.
没有几下，他本来是你的下属，结果爬到你头上管理。
And at first, they were your delegates, but now they are actually ahead of you.
你就觉得说，为什么要做老实人？做老实人那么惨。
Then you observe their ways, these wicked people. Then you look at yourself. Why should I be an honest person?
其实你要生气啊，你要不看不平的事啊，这个世界多的是。
But in fact, if you really want to be angry and looked around you in the world, there are so many things that are so unfair.
无论是公司、同事之间、朋友之间。
And this can all happen at your workplace among your co-workers.
甚至在教会里面。
And even in the church.
你要看有没有不平的事。
So if you want to see whether there is anything unfair around you.
你只要想要去找，一定会找到。
And if you really want to look, you will definitely find them.
但是如果你常常心里不平，会怎么样？
But what happens if you are always feeling unrest in your heart?
你会失去一种平安跟喜乐。
You will lose your peace and your joy.
我们看箴言的十四篇。
Let's turn to Proverbs 14.
三十节。
Verse 30.
箴言十四篇的三十节。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30.
十四篇三十节。
Proverbs 14, verse 30.
Slide page 5. 请读。
A sound heart is life to the body.But envy is rottenness to the bones.
这里说心中安静的话，当然肉体就有生命了，就很平安了。
Here it says that, in fact, a quiet heart is life to the body.
但是如果你常常发脾气，常常生气。
But if you're always so quick-tempered, always losing your temper.
因为别人的这些行为，或者他们的发达，他们的遭遇，你就很生气。
Because of the ways of others, because of the prosperity of others, and you become so furious.
你心中就好像骨头在朽烂一样。
Then it seems like your bone is just rotting away.
你自己会受苦的。
And you yourself will end up suffering.
高血压的人当然是有一些遗传。
And of course, some people who have high blood pressure, they may have inherited from their parents.
但是如果一个人常常发脾气啊，他血压肯定也很容易高。
But of course, if a person is always quick-tempered, they definitely will end up having high blood pressure too.
睡也睡不好。
Because they cannot sleep well.
很生气啊，肠胃也不好。
And if they're angry, your gut is not feeling good.
所以你心里不平，其实受苦的是自己。
So therefore, if you do not have peace in your heart, you are the one who's suffering in your body.
再来看三十七篇，三十四篇，三十七篇的第八节。
And let's turn back to Psalm 37, verse 8.
这里说为什么我们要对付，不要心怀不平啊？
So over here it says that why is it that we should not fret?
第八节
Verse 8 it says, Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm.
原来你不对付自己的这种情绪。
Because if you do not look at your negative emotion and deal with it,
心怀不平的时候
and when you're fretting away,
你觉得说、哦、我自己要做点什么，我要出来。
And then you feel that you need to take some action,
结果呢，你就会作恶得罪神。
Then it says that in fact you will do wickedness and then you will fall short of God.
本来是神要对付那个人，神要审判那个人。
Because in fact it is God's job to deal with your enemy.
但是因为你自己要出头了。
But because you cannot control your anger.
你可能讲了神不喜欢的话。
And maybe you say words that is against God's favor.
你可能做了神不喜欢的事。
Maybe you do things that displease him.
结果你自己被审判。
Then, in fact, you yourself will be put on the judgment seat.
所以我们自己要小心。
So we have to be careful ourselves.
那我们如何避免心怀不平？
So how do we prevent ourselves from the unrest?
Next line. 第三节，第一点强调要信靠神。
And here it says in verse 3, we must trust in the Lord always.
昨天小弟在温哥华讲了第一讲，我们怎么样信靠神来对付自己的心中不平。
And last night, during the evening service at Vancouver Church, I shared the topic part one of not fretting away.
昨天晚上没有听的，自己找时间在网上再补听了。
So if you missed the service last night, you can catch up later.
那第二个方面呢？我们怎么样才可以对付心怀不平？
And so the second perspective, and that is how can we deal with this situation?
就是第四节。
And that is verse 4.
以神为乐。
To delight yourself always in the Lord.
我们早上讲过。
And this morning we talk about this topic.
当你的真正的快乐不是从外在而来的。
That is to say, when your inner joy doesn't come from the external environment,
你不跟人家比较。
You don't compare yourself with others.
别人得到什么也不关你的事，你也不去想。
You don't care what other people get, you don't think what they do.
当你的喜乐，你的从神来，从神的关系而来的。
But when you focus on your joy that's coming directly from your relationship with God,
那些恶人，那些坏人，比你更好，比你更发达，你一点都不在乎啊。
So who cares? All these evildoers, who cares about all these wicked people?
因为你根本不在意那些东西啊。
Because really, they are not even in your realm of focus.
如果你很在意别人钱比你多，房子住的比你大。
But if you really focus on other people, comparing yourself with them, they live in bigger houses, they are richer,
地位比你高啊。
They are higher in social status,
你就很不平衡。
Then you don't have this peace in your heart anymore.
因为你根本很在意那些东西。
Because really, you care about all these items.
如果你心里想要的是神本身。
But if your heart really pursue after God,
其他的我根本不要跟你争啊。
Then we don't really care about all these material items.
给我神就好了，其他我不要。
Just give me God. I don't need anything else.
这个都是以神为乐。
And that is to have joy in the Lord.
那今天下午我们讲第三点。
And this afternoon, we're going to look at the third point.
如何能够避免心怀不平。
And that is how to prevent ourselves from fretting away.
这是要将你的事交托给神。
And that is to commit our way to the Lord.
我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
这里说，当将你的事交托给神。
So over here it says that to commit your way, that is your matter, your life to God.
这样就可以避免你自己心怀不平。
Then this can prevent yourself from the unrest in your heart.
这个很重要。
This is so important.
我们有时候会信靠神，知道要靠神。
Sometimes we tell ourselves, yes, we need to rely upon the Lord.
但是常常我们并没有真正的交托出去。
But very often we know in theory, but not in application.
我们真的要学习交托。
But therefore we really need to learn to commit our way to the Lord.
好，那交托神有两个意思。
And there are two meanings behind committing our ways to the Lord.
第一个意思。
The first definition.
就是凡事你要问神，到底神要不要你这样做，喜不喜欢你这样做。
That is, in all things, before you go about your way, ask the Lord, do you desire me to go in this way or not?
因为当你情绪很不稳定的时候，你会想做很多事情。
Because why? When your emotion is so unstable, you think about so many ways and very chaotic.
你想要做讲这句话，去这个地方对付这个人，或者是做某一些事情。
You think about all different ways to speak, to do, to deal with this person.
这是你想要的。
But these are all your ways.
这是你的情绪在那当下想要做的。
And these are all your ways that is being pulled along by your emotion.
这句话是你生气的时候很想讲的。
And this is the word that you want to utter when you're so angry.
这个拳头是你很想伸出去的。
And this fist almost want to go out and punch.
但是神要你这样做吗？
But does God want you to do it this way?
你不要问一下神。
So ask the Lord first.
就说你骂人之前，你都问一下神，你就想想看要不要怎么骂，或者骂不骂得下去。
And that is to say, before you even scold the other person, ask God first, should I even open my mouth?
很多事情，当你跪下去，愿意问神才做的时候。
So in a lot of matters, when you really kneel down and ask God before you do it,
你就可以减低很多的错误。
Then you can really cut out a lot of mistakes in your life.
其实我们大部分人生的错误都是因为缺少求问神所发生的。
But in fact, a lot of the mistakes in our life happen because we do not inquire of the Lord.
脾气一上来，谁想要去祷告，直接就做了嘛，就骂下去了。怎么说先祷告再骂，好不好吗？
When your temper comes up, would you first pray before you fire away? Of course not. Your words will just spit out.
当你愿意跪下去的时候，你的脾气都已经要压下一半了。
But when you're willing to kneel down, in fact, you have already come yourself halfway.
所以这个求问神呢，这个交托神很重要。
So that is why to inquire of the Lord, to commit your way to the Lord is so important.
英文翻得很好 ，commit your way 就是将你的道路放在神的面前。跟他连上关系的意思。
So in the English translation, to commit your way to the Lord, it means to tie yourself together in this relationship with God.
现在已经不是你想不想做这个事。
So it is not just you, one person willing to do a certain matter.
这个事是不是神要你做的？
But rather, it turns around. Does God want you to do it in this way?
我们看大卫他的这种经历。
And let's look at the experience of King David.
我们看撒母耳记上的二十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel 23.
第二节。
Verse 2.
撒母耳记上二十三章第二节。
1 Samuel 23, verse 2.
所以大卫求问耶和华说：“我去攻打那非利士人可以不可以？”耶和华对大卫说：“你可以去攻打非利士人，拯救以吉拉。”
And so here David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah.
第四节。
And verse 4, Then David inquired of the Lord once again, and the Lord answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand.
这个就是交托神。
So this is committing your way to the Lord.
什么事情你都先问神。
Whatever you do, first you inquire of the Lord.
他是要去打非利士人，还要问神可不可以啊？
So here, David, before he go and attack the Philistines, he get God's permission first.
因为他要问呢，到底这个是我情欲，我自己起的意，还是神要你为我做的事情？
And so David inquired of the Lord, is this because of my own emotion, and is it because out of the Lord's way?
神说可以了，你可以去。
And the Lord gave him permission. Yes, you may go ahead.
他才敢去。
Then David dared to go ahead.
很多次他这样祷告。
And many times David he prayed in this way.
当然了，今天我们做很多事情的时候，也是要这样的心态。
So of course today in the same way, in a lot of the matters we conduct in our life, we should also inquire of the Lord.
当然，神也不会直接跟你说 yes 还是 no， 有时候不会直接跟你讲话。
Sometimes you find that God does not speak to you directly, yes or no, and answer.
但是我们今天有真理啊，有圣经啊。
But today we have the Bible, we have the truth.
大卫那个时候还没有整本这种圣经那么清楚啊。
And in David's day, he doesn't even have the scripture or a Bible in his hands.
圣经有很多原则已经写上去了。
And the Bible wrote down many of the principles that we should follow.
再来，我们今天有圣灵啊。
And also today we have the Holy Spirit with us.
你祷告让圣灵来引导你，圣灵会让你明白，知道该怎么选择。
So we need to pray and ask the Lord's help, and the Spirit will guide us as to what to do.
所以这是交托神的第一个意思。
So that's the first step of committing our way to the Lord.
你越交托，你越不会被自己的情绪所牵着走。
That is to say, the more you commit your way to the Lord, the less you will be misguided by your negative emotions.
受伤很多好像不公不义的事情在发生呢。
So yes, there may be many things very unjust that's happening around you.
你不会很冲动的去做选择。
You will not be so impulsive and make a mistake.
再来这个交托的第二个意思。
And the second meaning behind committing your way to the Lord.
就是你真正丢了出去了，你再不想了。
That is to say, you really let it all go. You don't even think about anything anymore.
我们看彼得前书的第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第五章。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
五章的第七节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7。
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
啊，这里写得很好。
This is such a beautiful verse.
这里说将一切的忧虑卸给神。
Here it says to cast all your care upon the Lord.
卸就是丢出去的意思了。
To cast means to give it all away.
丢了。
Cast it away.
你看我们去坐飞机的时候。
So when you're on a plane.
你手提行李不能太重嘛，你大行李一定要寄仓啊。
And of course, you can only have a carry-on. Your big luggage has to be checked in.
以前都好像可以三四十公斤一件，现在可以二十三公斤。
In the past, it was like maybe 30, 40 kilograms. Now it's only about 20, half of it.
因为他怕那些搬行李的人要断掉啊。大概没人做了，所以现在最重的行李23公斤，一件一件啊。
And so maybe so they are thinking about the workers who have to carry all this heavy luggage. So that's why now they reduce the weight.
23公斤已经很重了，其实。
So in fact, 23 kilograms, this luggage is actually pretty heavy.
叫你每天这样子这样拿也是很辛苦了。
And if you were to carry these luggages every day, it's very very tiring.
就算他给你拿上飞机，你也不会拿上飞机啊。
So even if they allow you to bring it on board the plane, you won't do it.
你一定是寄仓了嘛。
Of course you would check it in.
你丢了出去了，贴好条子了，就出去了。
You cast it aside, put on the ticket, and it's gone.
你会说还在那边等半天？
Would you just wait around?
会不会过了关之后还在想行李？
Or that after you cross the border, you still think about your luggage?
你就忘记了。
You forgot about it.
你去到那边的时候再等它就好了。
Then you just wait on the other side once you get to your destination.
反正你一放出去了，你就没有办法去做什么了。
And that is to say, once you let it go, there's nothing else you can do anymore.
当然，你把行李交给航空公司，还会把你弄丢，还会弄也弄破，还会弄不见。
And of course, since you put your luggage and checked it in, sometimes it may be damaged, sometimes it may disappear.
但是你把你的重担，你把你的顾虑丢给神。
But here it says that if you cast your burden or your care upon the Lord,
神不会把它丢回给你的。
God, He will not cast it back to you.
神不会说这个太重了，不管你的问题，这是你的问题啊，为什么告诉我？
God will not say that, well, your burden is too heavy, I don't care, I will just give it back to you.
今天你常常告诉别人你的问题哦，别人也会讨厌你，觉得你很烦的，每次都讲你的问题。我也很多问题啊，为什么你一直讲你的问题？
So today, even if you were to share your burden with other people, to one point, they may be overwhelmed. They will not take it in anymore.
自己的问题不要常常讲，不然大家就怕了你。
And because they have their own problems too, so do not share your burden too much. Others may just shy away.
有些人根本就不想听啊。
Some people don't even want to hear about it.
有一些人想听，但是他帮不了你。
And some people want to hear about it, but they can't do anything to help you.
但是神就不一样。
But God is different.
你可以丢给他，他不会说丢回来给你。
You can cast your burden upon the Lord; He will not give it back to you.
他不会说这个25公斤超2公斤哦，那就拿回去。
God will not say that, oh, well, this luggage is 2 kilograms overweight. You can take it back.
神不会说这是你家的事啊，干嘛跟我讲？
And God will not tell you that this is your problem. Why do you tell me?
神顾念你，神会收你的行李的。
But over here, God cares for you, it says, so he will take care of you.
所以你要把它丢出去，丢给神。
So you have to cast all your care upon the Lord.
但是这个说的容易，做的很难。
But even though we know that we should do it, but in fact, it is very difficult.
所以有人就说了，我们就是有交出去了，但是没有托了。
So some people say that, yes, we may have given it away, but we did not cast it away completely.
丢了出去之后又拿回来。
Because we give it away and then we take it back.
哎呀，神啊，可这个可能还是我要自己才想办法。
Because we tell God, oh, maybe we should, you know, do something about it ourselves.
或是整个晚上想，白天也想，晚上也想，想都睡不着。
And we will think about it daytime, nighttime, we lose our sleep.
所以啊，自己在吃苦。
So therefore, we are actually suffering.
所以我们不要这样子。
So let us not do it in this way.
我们要真正的学习交托。
We must really learn how to cast our care upon the Lord.
从前有一个故事。
There was this story.
一个老人家，哇，走在路上，拿着大包包，拿着很重的行李。
There was this elderly person walking on the street carrying this huge baggage upon him.
要去镇里面。
And then he was going into town.
有一个年轻人开着一台牛车。
And then there's this young man coming along with the ox cart.
他看到老人家那么辛苦。
And then he saw this elderly man toiling away.
那老人家你不要那么辛苦啊，你上了牛车，我载你去镇里面。
And then he says that, oh, please get onto my cart so I can bring you into town.
哇，老人家很高兴。
And of course, this elderly man is very happy.
现在的年轻人真好。
And that this young man is so wonderful.
他就上了车。
And then so he went upon the ox cart.
那年轻人就继续在前面赶车。
So then this young man drives the oxen in front.
结果他还听到后面老人家在喘气啊。
And then he heard this elderly man coughing away.
为什么有人在喘气？
And why is he short of breath?
他往后面一看。
And then when he looked back.
原来他看到老人家上了车之后。
And then he saw this elderly man on the cart.
还站着。
He's still standing on the cart.
还背着自己的包包啊。
And still carrying his baggage.
难怪会喘气。
That is why he is short of breath.
哇，年轻人就问他，老人家你为什么不坐下？
Then the young man asked him, why don't you just sit down?
不说放下你的行李呢？
And put down your baggage.
老人家很客气。
And then this elderly man, he was very shy.
哎呀，我已经让你坐你的车了，如果坐下去还要把行李放下，不是让你更重吗？
And then he says that, well, I'm actually already sitting, you know, in your cart. If I put my baggage down, it will be even heavier for you.
所以我还是自己背着比较好。
So it's better for me to carry on my baggage myself.
我已经不用走路了，现在我不要把这个行李让你更重了。
Because I don't need to walk anymore, but I don't want you to be burdened more.
有时候我们就是这样。
So sometimes we are like that.
我们有交出去了，但是我们自己还是会拿着，这是我的问题，我的问题。
Yes, we may have given our burden away, but we still hold on to our problem, thinking that we have to do it our way.
所以有时候我们心里都很不平衡。
So that is why our heart is not at peace.
我们要把它交出去。
We did not fully cast it away.
主啊，这是你的问题了。
That Lord, I give it all to you. That is now yours.
连我一辈子都是你的问题，因为我属于你的。
Because even my whole life is in your hand, because I belong to you.
现在我只要决定我是不是走在你的道路上面。
Now I only need to determine myself whether I'm walking in your way, O Lord.
如果我们是走在主的道路上面。
So today, if we indeed are walking along the way of the Lord,
主耶稣就带着我们走。
Then our Lord Jesus will carry us along the way.
真正的学习交托吧。
And so we have to truly learn how to cast our burden upon God.
没有错，别人会给你很大的压力。
Of course, it is true. The external pressures are still there.
学习交托。
But we have to learn to cast our care upon the Lord.
再看回来诗篇三十七篇的第七节。
Let's turn back to Psalm 37, verse 7.
七节。
Psalm 37, verse 7.
请读。
Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
这里说啊，怎么样来对付心中的不平。
So over here it says, how do we face the unrest in our heart?
我们要学习在主里面安息。
We have to learn to rest in the Lord.
中文这个字 看不出来，中文是翻成默然依靠神，其实应该翻成 rest in the Lord， 在主里面休息。
And so the Chinese translation means to be quiet before the Lord, but the English translation is more accurate, saying to rest in the Lord.
有些时候我们休息不下去。
Sometimes we cannot find our rest.
你看那些恶人，他们道路通达。
And look at all these wicked people who are prospering in their way.
哇，那自己你怎么睡得着，怎么吃得下？
So how can you sleep? How can you eat?
那情绪很波动。
And because your emotions is like a wave that is just flooding your heart.
这个时候，主要你休息。
At this point in time, God wants you to rest in the Lord.
灵里面休息。
That is to rest in the Lord in your spirit.
不是什么都不做，就是休息哦。
But it doesn't mean that you don't do anything. That means resting.
有时候你人是安静的休息，但是你灵没有休息。
Sometimes yes, you may be resting, but yet your spirit is not at rest.
我们灵里面要休息。
It says to rest in our spirit.
我们看撒母耳记上二十三章十四节。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel 23 verse 14.
二十三章十四节。
1 Samuel 23 verse 14.
请读。
And David stayed in strongholds in the wilderness and remained in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul sought him every day, but God did not deliver him into his hand.
这里记载啊，大卫啊，他天天被扫罗追杀。
So over here it says that David, he is running like a fugitive.
哇，很可怜啊。
And that Saul is after his life.
被逼到没有路走了。
And that he was hiding and that he couldn't find anywhere to hide anymore.
就好像那些恶人非常的通达，扫罗非常的通达，要杀大卫。
And just like the wicked people who just prosper in their way, here we see Saul, he is seeking after David's life.
但是神要他休息哦。
But yet, God wants David to rest.
你看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
大卫这个时候啊，在最危险的时候，住在旷野的山寨。
So over here, at this very critical and dangerous moment, David, he was staying in the strongholds in the wilderness.
在旷野的山寨，在旷野里面哦，躲在西佛旷野。
And he was hiding in the mountains of the wilderness of Ziph.
然后呢，扫罗在那边找啊，绕圈啊，都找不到他。
And then what happened? Saul was going around in circle looking for David but couldn't find him.
因为神没有把大卫叫出来给他。
Because God did not deliver David into the hands of Saul.
这个就是神的保护。
This is the protection of God.
神给他一个山寨保护他。
God gave a stronghold to David to protect him.
敌人没有办法进去的，找不到了，找不到他在哪里啊。
So the enemies could not enter into this stronghold. They couldn't find it.
就算找到啊，可能也攻不上去啊。
And even if the enemies can find it, they cannot even attack the stronghold.
今天我们也有一个属灵的山寨。
So today, in the same way, we also have a spiritual stronghold.
这个属灵的山寨就是主耶稣基督。
And our spiritual stronghold today is our Lord Jesus Christ.
你在外面，在公司，在朋友圈，在亲戚当中，甚至在家里，在教会里面，遇到任何不如意的事情。
And so it doesn't matter whatever things that may happen to you, whether at your workplace, at your home, among your relatives.
甚至有人要攻击你，要围着你啊。
And maybe some people want to attack you, they want to surround you.
但是你要躲在主耶稣基督里面。
But you need to hide yourself in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣基督的平安里面。
And you need to hide yourself in the peace of the Lord.
你心里是很安稳的。
And that your heart will be very stable.
或者是狂风暴雨。
Doesn't matter what kind of storm is going outside.
或是你身体遇到一些非常难承受的状况。
Or maybe your body is facing very, very difficult pain.
或是经济有非常大的压力。
Or maybe you're under a huge financial stress.
或是家庭有很大的变故。
Or maybe you have a huge tension in your family.
主要我们休息。
Our Lord wants us to rest in the spirit.
灵里面休息，你才不会心怀不平。
Because when you rest in the spirit, then you will have this peace and calmness in your heart.
因为神已经保护你了，你有什么好担心的？
Because why? Our Lord has already protected you. What is there to worry?
我们看诗篇九十一篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 91.
诗篇九十一篇。
Psalm 91.
九十一篇的第一节。
Psalm 91, verse 1.
九十一篇第一节。
Psalm 91, verse 1.He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
就说住在至高者隐秘处的。
Here it says that you dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
我们不要让我们的心灵到处跑。
So that is to say, don't let your spirit be distracted and running all over the place.
不要让我们的心跟着世界跑，跟着外面的人跑。
Don't allow your heart to be enticed by the world and running after the temptations of the world.
不要随风起舞。
And that is to say, don't be blown away by any winds and trend outside.
别人要你生气，别人要你绝望。
People want you to be angry. People want you to be discouraged.
你躲在主里面。
But hide yourself in the Lord.
全能者的印象。
And this secret place of the Most High.
今天我们有没有这样做？
So today, do we do it in this way?
任何事情发生，我们要躲在主里面。
If any tension or any conflicts were to arise, let us hide ourselves in the Lord.
我们就能够动，我们不动如泰山一样。
That is to say, you are so stable and unmovable.
就好像大卫。
Just like David.
他好像是最危险的地方。
And he was in the most dangerous place.
其实这是最安全的地方。
But yet it is the most secure place.
身边的人在动，找他的人，追杀他的人在动。
All the people who are after his life, they are all frantic around him.
追杀他的人。
These people who are after David's life.
但是他自己呢，不动。
But yet David doesn't move at all.
我们有一个弟兄啊，在一个公司上班。
We have a certain brother who's working in the office.
公司发生很多的事情。
And there are many conflicts in the office at the workplace.
有很多的政治斗争啊，有很多的那种嫉妒的事情。
There are many jealousy and envy and human politics rampant in the office.
这样人家会很灰心的。
And many people got discouraged.
但是他觉得说我的心我不在世界上面。
But yet this brother tell himself, my heart is not in this world.
甚至我的心都不在这个工作上面。
So even to the point where my heart is not even on this job.
我不跟你们玩这些斗争。
I don't play no political games with all of you.
如果神要留我，我就会继续在这个地方工作。
If God desires for me to work in this place, I will still stay.
神要我走，我也不怕。
If God were to let me get out of this place and I were to be let go, I would not be afraid.
后来公司被收购了。
Then later on, the company was being purchased.
很多人要被炒鱿鱼。
And many people are going to be laid off.
公司说，如果你不搬到另外一个城市，全部要炒鱿鱼。
And then the company told them that if you're not willing to dislocate to another city, then you will be laid off.
哇，那个地方很远啊，又没有教会。
And then the company is going to be relocated to a faraway place, and there is no church over there.
他想说，那我交给神了。
So he thought to himself, I will just cast it all to the Lord.
我不动。
I'm not going to move.
心里我没有不平。
And so I don't have unrest in my heart.
你们想怎么就怎样。
So whatever you guys want to do, just go ahead.
神让神来决定。
I will let God make the decision for me.
他还是要来聚会来祷告，把自己交给神。
So he still come and worship the Lord, attend services, and gave himself to the Lord.
他已经准备好要被裁员了。
So he commit himself to the Lord. He's ready to be laid off.
那裁就裁了，没办法。
So if he got laid off, well, what can he do?
结果公司最后一刻告诉他。
And then at the last minute, the company told him.
你们这个小部门，我们要保留住在温哥华这个地方。
That your department, this small department, we're going to keep it in Vancouver.
你们这个部门呢，不用搬家，也不用被裁员。
And that this department, you're not going to be relocated, and you will not be laid off.
其他人都不搬的都被裁掉了。
And all the rest of the department, if they don't want to move, then they will be laid off.
哇，他体验到我住在神的隐秘处就够了，就好了。
And this brother, he really experienced this security that as long as he dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he will be well.
有时候神让这些困难的发生，就是逼我们在灵里面要学习休息。
And that is the reason why sometimes God allows all this pressure to stress us out. He is forcing us to rest in His peace.
比如说，神如果让我们身体不好。
So take for example, God allow us to become ill.
我们就要好好休息了，停下来了。
So that means you have to rest, and then you have to put all stop to any activities.
你工作你就要调整了。
And you have to work around your job.
多灵修了。
You have to cultivate your spirit more.
好了，如果神让你在圣工上面退下来了。
And so if God allow you to come down from your sacred work.
有时候是不是你自己愿意退的？
Sometimes it's not because you want to be let go.
是环境逼着你退的。
But sometimes it's the environment that forces you to be let go.
或是没有被选上啊。
Or maybe you're not being chosen.
好啊，安安静静休息啊，躲在基督里面啊，休息啊。
Then it's all right. It's fine.
不要心怀不平。
Just hide yourself in the secret place of the Lord. Do not fret.
不要说哇，我付出那么多，怎么大家不嫌我啊？
And don't be so furious. You have given up so much. How come people don't even choose me?
怎么大家都看不起我啊？
How come people don't elect me? How come they look down upon me?
不用你做，你就好好休息啊，灵里面就休息。
So in fact, if you're being let go, it's all right. Just rest in your spirit.
神让大卫灵里面休息一段时间。
So God allowed David to rest in his spirit for a moment of time.
储备他的力量。
And that is to store up his strength.
再来第五点。
And the fifth point.
怎么对付心怀不平那种情绪？
How do we face our negative emotion?
我们要耐心地等候神。
And we have to wait patiently for our Lord.
我们看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 37.
第七节。
Verse 7. Verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
继续读。
Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
这里说怎么样对付自己心怀不平。
So over here, it tells us how to face our negative emotions.
好，我们要耐心地等候神。
Here it says that we must wait patiently for the Lord.
没有错，不公平的事情发生了。
So it is true that a lot of injustice has happened.
你想神马上出手帮你处理吗？
And you're hoping for Lord to just reach out His hand to deal with the situation.
你想神的审判应该马上到啊，怎么神不审判呢？
And then you're thinking that God must judge right away. How come His judgment still have not come to pass?
神不处理，他没有公义啊。
And if God does not deal with this situation, then there is no fairness.
你越这样想，你就越心里不平。
The more you think about it in this way, the more unrest you will have in your heart.
到最后你这神都信不下去。
Then in the end, you will lose your trust in the Lord.
因为你觉得你比神还厉害，你觉得神应该这样做，结果神没有这样做。
Because you think that you're almighty, more mighty than the Lord, you're actually directing God to do it your way.
你这样想，你当然信不下去啊，教会也不想来啊。
So of course, if you think about it this way, you will lose trust in God. You won't come to church anymore.
所以大卫知道他不能这样想。
That is why David, he knew he cannot think about it negatively.
他告诉自己。
He told himself.
要耐心地等候神。
To wait patiently for the Lord.
神不是不审判。
It doesn't mean that God does not pass any judgment.
但是神的时间还没有到啊。
But it will be fulfilled in His time.
如果时间还没有到。
If God's time has not come.
扫罗这样就死掉了。
Then Saul just get killed right away.
大卫都还没有准备好可以当王啊。
And David, he's still not ready to become a king.
整个环境还没有让他可以接这个王位啊。
And the external environment, the big picture has not been ready yet.
还有大卫自己的灵修还没有被磨练够啊。
And also David himself, his spirit has not been cultivated and matured to that point.
所以神让扫罗这样子继续的逼迫大卫啊，是神容许的。
So that is why God, he permit Saul to chase after David.
神不会让扫罗多活一天，除非是神容许的。
And that is to say, God will not allow Saul to live another day of life if it's not out of his permission.
神也不会让大卫受苦多一天，需要他本身需要的。
And that is to say, God will also not let David suffer another day that is no meaning at all.
神知道他在做什么。
Because God is in control, He knows what He's doing.
所以当你心怀不平的时候，
So that is why when you feel unrest in your heart,
很生气啊。
You are very angry.
祷告，耐心等候神。
You need to go down on your knees and pray right away and wait patiently unto the Lord.
那有时候我们会问自己几个问题。
But sometimes we'll ask ourselves some questions.
下一页，什么时候我才可以离开这个苦难呢？
We'll ask ourselves, when will we get out of this suffering?
Next slide already. Next slide. Slide 16. 什么时候神才会彰显公义啊？
And that is to say, when will God manifest His justice?
什么时候我才会得到神祝福啊？
And when will I be blessed?
我们每常都会问什么时候，什么时候？
We are always asking when is our deliverance.
但是我们不用担心。
But we should not worry at all.
交给神吧。
Just give it unto the Lord.
我需要的做的事就是耐心的等候神。
All I need to do on my part is to wait patiently for the Lord.
但是如果你一失去耐心。
But if you lose your patience,
你觉得心怀不平了，你要自己做点什么呢？
And then you start fretting away, you feel like you need to do something.
你会马上出错。
You'll make mistake right away.
我们看大卫的一个错误。
Let's look at a mistake by David.
我们看27章，扫墓记上的27章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel 27.
27章1到2节。
1 Samuel 27, verse 1 to 2.
引读。
1 Samuel 27, verse 1. And David said in his heart, Now I shall perish someday by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape to the land of the Philistines. And Saul will despair of me to seek me any more in any part of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand.
大卫在这一刻失去耐心。
Over here, David lost his patience.
他说：“扫罗这样的追杀我，我总要一天死在他手下。”
He says that if Saul keep coming after my life, one day he will get my life.
他自己动脑筋呢。
Then he think about his own way.
我要去躲啊，躲去哪里呢？
He says that I should hide myself, but where should I go?
他想起了，我躲在腓力斯人那边不是很安全吗？
Then he quickly thinks about the plan to hide himself in the land of the Philistines.
因为扫罗害怕腓力斯人，他不敢去那边找我。
And because Saul, he's afraid of the Philistines, he wouldn't dare to venture into the land.
这个人看起来很聪明的举动。
It seems like a very intelligent plan.
但是他没有求问神。
But he did not inquire of the Lord.
神也没有叫他去。
And God did not ask him to go.
他没有问神，神也没有阻挡他。
So he did not ask God, so God did not hinder him.
对，他就去了。
So he go.
一开始是不错的，得到保护。
So in fact, at first he did get some protection.
但是往往啊，有一些错误啊，是后来结果后来才浮现出来的。
But in fact, a lot of times the result of the mistake will surface much later on.
问题出来的时候就大跳了。
And then when the problem surfaces, it becomes a huge problem.
你看28章第一节。
And let's look at 28 verse 1.
28章第一节。
28 verse 1. Now it happened in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for war to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, "You surely know that you will go out with me to battle, you and your man." So that is the price of losing his patience. Sometimes this will also happen to us.
待不住了，要躲到腓力斯人那边了。
And so David, he couldn't stay put anymore. He wanted to hide in the Philistines.
腓力斯人也答应保护他了。
And the Philistines also agreed to protect him.
结果现在腓力斯王要打以色列。
But now it turns around that the king of the Philistines want to go against Israel.
他觉得我保护你那么久啊，你是我的人呢。
So, well, the Philistines talked to David, "Well, we have protected you for so long. Now you are part of us."
你跟你跟从你的人都要陪我去打仗，打以色列人呢？
Then of course, you and your men, you belong to our camp. You need to fight with us.
你看这个问题大不大？
So isn't this a huge problem?
他会可以说不吗？
Can he say no?
如果大卫这个时候马上说，我不要，我是属于腓力斯人的，我只是利用你而已，你不知道啊。
And then if David were to say in this way, "Well, of course, I won't go fight against my own people. I'm just using you, the Philistines."
哇，他跟随他的人呢，马上命都没有。
Of course, right away, he and his men will be killed.
所以他假装说没问题啊，我要去啊。
So he need to pretend, "Oh, no problem. I will fight with you guys."
但心里是不想去的。
But of course, in his heart, he's against that idea.
如果真的在战场上面，就面对约拿单了，面对扫罗了，要跟自己的人打仗。
Because in the battlefield, he's going to face Saul. He's going to face Jonathan. He's going to face his own people.
情何以堪?
How can he even raise his sword?
还好神保守他，最后他不用上战场。
So thank God that God protected David. He did not need to go to the battlefield in the end.
是神怜悯他。
Because God had mercy upon him.
但是因为他做出了这个错误的决定。
But because in the beginning, David made this mistake.
没有等候神，等不下去了。
He did not wait for the Lord. He could wait no more.
自己来了。
So he used his own way.
结果把自己陷到更深的问题里面。
Then he put himself into a deeper pit.
所以有时候我们想想看。
So sometimes we need to think.
我们是不是被负面的情绪，我们的怒气来主宰我们的决定？
So are we being misguided or misled by our anger, by our negative emotions?
因为大卫觉得神都不保护我了，这样子我迟早死了，我自己去腓力斯那边比较好了。
Because David, he said in his own heart, "Well, God is not protecting me. If I keep myself in this way, I will be killed."
所以我们要学习耐心的等候神。
So that is why we need to learn to wait patiently for the Lord.
再看回来37篇第8节，诗篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm 37, verse 8.
37篇的第8节。
Psalm 37, verse 8.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
So cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm.
原来最大的敌人在哪里？
So in fact, where is the greatest enemy?
是我们自己里面的情绪。
It is our negative emotions inside of us.
可能是怒气。
Maybe it is wrath.
可能是愤怒。
Maybe it's anger.
可能是伤痛。
Maybe it is pain.
可能是失望。
Maybe it is disappointment.
不要被这些情绪牵着走。
So do not be misguided by all these negative emotions.
这个作恶不一定是说我们杀人那种作恶。
So over here, the wickedness doesn't mean murder.
有时候我们做恶是错误的决定。
Sometimes the wickedness can come from our own wrongdoings.
所以我们一定要等候神。
So that is why it's so important for us to wait patiently for the Lord.
最近看到一段的文字非常好，跟大家分享在下一页。
And recently, I've come across an article that is so well written.
下一页啊。 page 22啊，没有翻英文的，到时候我们请Constance 姐妹翻，这是远离负面的情绪。
So over here, this article says to cast away negative emotions.
我们要远离仇恨的情绪。
And we need to cast away hatred.
仇恨就是用扭曲的心灵来伤害自己。
Because when you have hatred in your heart, you are actually hurting your own spirit.
我们要靠主远离自卑的情绪。
And also, we need to rely upon the Lord and not feel inferior.
自卑就是用别人的优点来诋毁你自己。
Because when you feel inferior, you are using other people's good points to put yourself down.
要远离忧虑的情绪。
And also, we must depart from our worries.
忧虑就是用未知的境遇来吓唬自己。
And when you are anxious, you are actually using the unknown of the future to actually scare yourself off.
我们要远离烦恼的情绪。发怒的情绪。
And so we must also depart from losing our temper.
因为发怒是用别人的错误来刑罚自己。
So when you lose your temper, you're angry, you're using the mistakes of others to punish yourself.
第五，我们要远离烦恼的情绪。
And then and the fifth point is that we must depart from worries.
烦恼是用无用的思虑来折磨自己。
And when you are worrying about something, is using meaningless thoughts to torture yourself.
第六，我们要远离孤独的情绪。
And six is to depart ourselves from loneliness.
有时候孤独是自己制造出来的。
And that is you're inventing this loneliness yourself.
自己制造一个牢房，把自己挟制住了。
And that is you create a prison and imprison yourself inside your loneliness.
你不让人关心你啊，你觉得自己很孤独啊，你觉得跟自己跟别人都谈不来。
And because you feel that other people are not caring for you and that you are just shutting yourself up in your loneliness.
看来我们不要用后悔的情绪来折磨自己。
And next, let's depart ourselves from regret.
因为后悔是用过去的事来摧残自己啊。
Because when you regret something, you're thinking about something in the past and using the past to torment yourself.
你都改变不了了，一直想它有什么用？
Because you cannot even undo your past. What's the point of wallowing in the past?
所以当我们发觉心怀不平，所谓的不平可以包括这七种的情绪。
And so, in fact, when we have all this unrest and all these seven negative emotions that's described over here,
你不要任凭自己沉溺在里面呢。
So don't wallow yourself in this pit.
哇，我心里不平了，你赶快帮助我，抚平我的内心啊。
And so, cast it to God. Tell God of your negative emotions so that He can calm your spirit.
一直祷告主啊，不要让我心里不平。
And so, pray to the Lord and let peace and calm into your heart.
让我依靠你。
So that I can rely upon the Lord.
让我以你为乐。
And that I can rejoice in the Lord.
让我交托你。
And that I can cling unto you.
让我等候你。
And I can wait upon you.
在神面前把所有的东西完全的交托出去。
So that before our Lord, we can cast all our worries, our burdens, desires to Him.
这样我们的心就能够平静下来。
Then our heart can become quiet.
这是最大的恩典。
That is the greatest blessing of all.
唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
484首。
484.